Exciting news, the Planet Peterson store on Shopify is now open. Click the top link in the description to go to Shopify, where you can check out shirts, stickers, digital artwork, and more. Thank you.
Are you an evolutionist? What are your thoughts on from evolution all the way up to now for humans?
I think you kind of asked me two different questions. Evolution is true and humans evolved. So I'll just say that.
Okay. So, as you go back in time, you could take a look at that. There are missing gaps for human evolution, which contradicts the whole thing for humans evolving.
It doesn't, not finding evidence doesn't contradict it.
Well, if we had
all of the information and we knew we had all of the information and we knew that none of the information was consistent with evolution, then the data would contradict it. That's not even remotely the case. But we have thousands of transitional fossils for human ancestors.
But there's huge generational gaps that are missing.
But the data we have is perfectly consistent with the...
It's not consistent, though.
Yes, it's 100% consistent.
No,
if humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
You can't do that for a scientific... That would just be a scientific hypothesis.
No, it's not a evidence is not a hypothesis.
If you follow
data on
the chart,
if humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
That's a hypothesis.
That's not a... Yes, it is a hypothesis until we find the evidence. I'm asking you do you actually understand what the evidence would be? Because then I can show you the evidence and prove to you that your line of questioning is deeply misguided.
You can't base evidence off something you don't have.
We have the evidence. You're just unaware of it. So
no.
If humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
You can't do that.
What in the fuck are you talking about?
There's generational gaps that are missing from thousands of years old.
Shut up. Let's say somebody was stabbed to death. And we are claiming that Justin Fields did it. Okay? If he did, what would the evidence look like?
You can't compare Justin Fields to human evolution.
I'm comparing evidence. The way we investigate something with evidence.
So you're saying it's a hypothetical that...
Science makes predictions and then we go and find the evidence.
But
what you're asking for is... for confirmation bias. You're saying, no. You can't predict the evidence before you find it. The alternative is to look at the evidence and then just come up with ideas to make the evidence fit your narrative. That's bias. That is not how you do science. So if humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
I just think when you take a look at the fossils, there's huge gaps between the fossils they found thousands of years ago and compared it to human bones now.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
You can't do
that. There can be gaps and we can still find evidence that supports it. So please stop trying to divert what we're talking about here. If humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
So you're saying that the fossils we found, we could predict.
Shut up. If humans evolved, what would the evidence look like? Unmute yourself and answer the question.
I don't understand your question.
Then you don't even know what you're talking about.
If humans evolved from what? Because I don't think they evolved from anything.
Well, we're primates, so our more basal forms, we would have characteristics more in line with other lower primates. What is it that makes humans unique? We have by far the largest brain cases. So as we go backwards, we should find hominoid forms of us, but with increasingly smaller brain cases. We have very small jaws, so we should see the jaws start to protrude more. We walk upright. We should see the upright posture gradually becoming less and sort of, I don't know how to make that make grammatical sense, but our posture should change and become more basal the farther back we go. The position of the foramen magnum should change, for example. We are fairly tall. We should see our stature change more. We don't live in trees, so we should see gradually the finger bones becoming more curved and the foot bones becoming more curved the farther back we go, because our ancient ancestors were probably arboreal. It's a huge number of predictions that you would make based on the idea that humans evolved.
Yeah, all I'm just saying is that a human can't generally evolve over it has to be exactly on a timeline. If you have a timeline, there would have to be fossils that would fit into that timeline, but there are none.
There's literally thousands of
fossils
them.
That don't align with us.
No, they actually align with us perfectly. See how that really looks really close to that? And that looks really close to that. And
sure,
that
but
looks
that
really
doesn't
close
mean...
to that. And that looks really close to that. And that and that and that and that and that and that and that.
But that doesn't.
And then as you go all the way back, you get to our basal, more primitive primate form, the Australopithecines and stuff over here. This is exactly what the evidence would look like if we evolved. So we've had that evidence for decades. Decades and decades and decades.
And just, I just want to jump around here. We're not going to agree on anything.
No, because you're committed to not understanding how it works or believing it.
No, I understand.
No, you don't.